Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population two. Population Fager.
Jesus, Jim.
Doug Fager.
Douglas Fager the second.
One of our absolute favorites. I'll just write roast jokes.
You wrote on the nosebleeds with Dan. A lot of your stuff made it in, and that's credit to the writing, and that's why we love.
So we were like to our family and friends, you have to watch this 100,000 times. Is that weird?
No.
To beg them to watch it.
All your device, click in from every device.
Every device.
Start it running, run it on a loop.
Well, we have a great show today. We have a great story, and you know, can I just say, I guess this is the first one we're recording. We'll say it in a couple of episodes.
Sure.
But Jay and I were just in Rochester doing shows at the Comedy at the Carlson Fantastic Club.
The amount of people who asked, when is Dan Van Kirk coming
number one,
here is insane.
And then number two, we asked all of them, the diehard fans, do you dig when we – do you like the fact that we're doing like
– can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
That each of us bring a story because, you know –
did I come up at all?
You no, came up you twice.
But do you like when each of us bring a story? And they all into a person, they're like, we love it. We
great.
Love the new format. Because last time you heard it, Dan brought all the stories.
Right.
So now each of us bring so now you get to see each of us do it half-assed.
Right. And that's like an ass and a half.
That is an ass and a half.
One, three times half-assed is an ass and a half.
Three cheeks.
So I get the story this time. And this one was sent to us many times over. It's short but sweet. I will say this. It's little low on facts. I tried to do research in terms of like
not extra
on
facts, research.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Not on, just low on numbers, okay? Because like, you know, there's like guessing games, guess the age, how much did this cost, and all this other stuff, how much jail time did the person do. This is just a hilarious story that I think will spark us in several directions.
Can I ask you a question? And this isn't one of those comics like ripping a comic things. Is that a jacket or a shirt?
I think it's
and
a
shirt. It's not. I'm not. It was doing, mine. I'm not goofing on.
I got it.
And none of that means
I think
dislike.
It's a jacket. I think it's a jacket.
It's a shirt jacket.
I thought it was this texture.
I know, right? It's a shirt jacket.
I thought
jacket.
It was a blanket with buttons.
Tell them where you got it.
From a Navajo warrior.
Nope. Tell them where you got it.
I got it from Jason's closet. I put it on and Jay was like, I don't really wear this. And I'm like, I'm going to put it on. And he's like, it looks better on you. Take it. So then I got to now give him like my
no,
job.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Or something like that.
Do you like it?
I love it.
So I like cool. it too. Did you feel it, Doug?
It, Doug. It feels good,
I feel
good,
like
right?
we should all exchange shirts, by the
way. I like your shirt, Doug. Right.
I know this is an audio form, but whatever they're imagining is probably what it is.
It is what you
You'll
thought
see
it was.
Because I'll wear it on
Green.
I'll wear it on
who
a,
do you think his shirt is? You are.
You don't. All right, anyway. Here we go.
Okay.
You ready for the headline?
Yes.
It all. We could probably do an entire episode just on the headline.
Okay.
Nursing home hires strippers for seniors in wheelchairs. Quote, we are very sorry.
Why?
Sent in by Matthew Friedman at not your AVG Matt.
Okay.
Not your average Matt.
Doesn't mean he's above. Doesn't
he's not your average
he could
Matt.
Could be below. He's not your average.
Doug, what are you thinking?
I mean,
the strippers for them.
Well, you know, sometimes you want to toss some Werther's at the ladies. You gotta,
Your Werther is very hard, Mr. Friedman.
Little caramel rain.
Caramel rain, caramel rain.
What did they have to apologize for? These are, I mean, outside of dementia patients or Alzheimer's, outside of that, they're consenting adults who...
Dan, they're not going to remember that this happened
right.
2 days
so this
from now.
Is, so
why
this
apologize
is,
for that?
This Thank is you. What I, this is really what I'm... The whole point of this whole thing is, like, is this in the court of this, the category on the Reddit is, like, who's the asshole or whatnot? There's, I love that there could be two sides to a whole thing. So there is some level where, like, this is maybe not good. And then there's another level where, like, they're adults... They're older than we are. You got to give
but
them some.
But the thing is, and I actually talk about this because I talk about my grandma in my current hour.
Yeah.
That everybody's a Benjamin Button. At the beginning and the end, you're taking care of like a baby.
That's right.
Yep.
So start as a baby,
like,
end as a baby.
You like, if you're 92 or two, you identify how big you are in terms of half years. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm 92 and a half. Like, I'm not, don't, you got to give me those 6 months.
Give me a half.
Right. I'm 18,000 months.
You qualify a lot of things by whether or not you did them all by yourself.
Right.
Right.
I put on my pants all by myself.
It's a great bit.
But I tell people all the time, I go,
I love this in Rochester.
If I bring up my grandma, I go, and she lives all by herself. People are like, holy shit. Wow. If I said that about a 4-year-old, equally mind blowing, right?
Insane.
She's amazing. But would you?
So I'm saying people are like, well, they're the elderly. You're supposed to take care of them like infants. How dare you bring strippers into the room?
Dan. So here's then, if we follow that logic, which I think is a fantastic strain of logic, would you hire strippers for a 4-year-old's birthday party?
I mean,
no. Okay. So but wait. Well, I think in this case, it depends how much notice they gave everyone that this was happening. Know. Like,
get your ones.
Yeah,
ready?
Like, is this in the community room?
Everybody cash. Go
and
get the
like,
ones.
Whoa.
Yeah. All those ones you were going to give to your grandson.
Baby got backgammon.
I can barely afford the strip club as is. I wonder how are they affording it. Right.
So I dug so hard. No pun intended, Fager. I dug so hard into finding out how much they paid for the strip. I could not find it.
Okay.
So we can all kind of
two guys playing chess, pawn to nook for.
Hey-o. All right,
senior discount. I'm guessing.
So I should warn you that this story came from the New York Post. So trigger warning for any terrible puns. I hate the New York Post. Jay and I absolutely all hate it. So get ready. This is going to dish out some hate on the person who wrote this. Mm-hmm. Okay, this probably wasn't a proper setting to set pulses racing. Get them out of here. I don't like this
set
at all.
Pulses,
but also not. Not totally untrue.
Right, it's
like
right.
You might get a grabber, and I mean that in every form as pertains to strippers. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And
literally, they're doing the job that the nurses do every day, right. getting squeezed.
I mean, a nurse who undoes one button, I mean, come on.
The nurses were glad to have some of the attention taken off of them today.
A nursing home has been forced to apologize for hiring a stripper to perform for senior citizens in wheelchairs. Did they? That's the question. Did they hate it? Is that the? I don't understand. Did someone
complain? One person complained.
Of course, somebody complained.
That's why they have to.
But if all these people have to live there, you could say, "Hey, Tuesday around 4:30, right in between the two Jeopardies, we're gonna have strippers.
Right.
If you'd like to partake in that, some of you have your own money.
Yeah.
Come to this.
It's not like you can go to a strip
Get
club.
Get wheeled into this room.
There is a big part of me. Go ahead, Doug.
If you couldn't wheel yourself
out,
in, if somebody or out. If
but can't you
was,
say to someone, you were, "Can you wheel me out of here? I don't want to see this."
Or I'm done.
I'm done.
I finished.
I'm finished, or I've finished. Yes. So I mean, look, they're adults, like we said before.
100%.
They're not kids. Yes, they're adults in diapers, many of them. But whatever. Who cares?
You have 6 goddamn Korean War veterans,
Dan.
Or even some women who enjoy the beauty and artistry and dancing of another woman, mm-hmm. and I don't care if they're 98 or 88 or 78, and they go, "Hey, I can't leave here. Most of my family doesn't come see me.
Right.
I'd like to see a goddamn stripper. I'm still a person.
Yes.
And what's wrong with sexuality?"
I agree. I'm on your page, Dan. So the Tacuan Veterans Home, a state-run – that's the problem – state-run facility for retired Army personnel in Taiwan. By the way, what was the USO at the time except, like, bring Marilyn Monroe – give these guys
Show
something
them
to
a
jerk
woman.
It to.
Show
right?
them a
give
woman.
Give them something to jerk it to so they can fight for our country. They're fighting for Taiwan. Taiwan, I got news for you, is done. China is going to screw. So everything you fought
deal.
For is over. Throw some boobs in their face.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So this isn't in the States, obviously.
This is in the States.
And it is in the States. Yes, and that's a problem. State run, when taxpayer money goes into a woman's G-string, right, so to
that's
speak,
it.
Figuratively,
that's
when people
it.
Are going to start demanding apologies,
yeah,
right?
Still...
State run facility paid the adult entertainer for a steamy show to celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival, an important holiday in Chinese culture.
So they're in.
So
they are.
In
they
Taiwan.
Are somewhere else. When you say state, it's
means,
all caps.
They mean the whole nation.
Whereby people gather to celebrate the rice and wheat harvest of the new season. I mean, what's coming up?
This
what's
is a banger
up?
Festival.
Right, exactly.
That's how I celebrate.
If your
the
festival
rice and wheat
has rolled so deep, pun intended,
yes.
that you've got strippers and nursing homes, everybody's celebrating that festival.
So you, why, ma'am, it seems as though your rice harvest has come in beautifully this year. Video of the raunchy performance, which took place last Thursday, was filmed by an attendee. Of course it was filmed by an attendee.
Hell yeah.
And it was posted to social media where
They've
it completely...
Told
who
me
posted
I film
it?
Film
who posted to social media? This is the person who deserves to get fired, right?
Or fired, I think it might be
might have been someone at the home.
Right.
And so, like,
no, wasn't it, was a person who worked there? Oh, an attendee.
Wait. Yeah. So here's the so you question know of the Facebook. Future. The future is all of us know how to use social media.
Sure.
And eventually we're all going to be in homes.
Right.
So when you have all day long in a home, and you don't need a lot of energy to just sit there and
It's a lot of scrolling.
It's a lot of a lot of people are going to have TikTok finger. Mm-hmm. As you get through that, people are going to post stuff left and right.
Like everything is going to get posted later.
Everything.
It's just, we got to, all right. So the kinky clip shows a masked up erotic dancer clad in lacy lingerie giving one elderly man a lap dance and thrusting her breasts into his face.
I'm for all of it.
Right? Yeah. The man doesn't appear to mind. You're retired in Taiwan, dear. The man appears.
You're going to put me in a home. Send me to Taiwan.
Postmark me in a big box. Look, we get all our toys from over there. Yeah. What? Don't say it like that.
The man doesn't appear to mind, however, and can be seen squeezing the woman's assets as she enthusiastically rises her body. Can't touch the strippers.
No, sometimes you can touch. Rory has a whole bit about this. He went to a strip club years ago.
Translation
in Florida,
last year.
And they were like touching or whatever, and he goes, That screws you up once that's a possibility, because then you're a creep. Anytime somebody goes, you want to go to a strip club, your thought, whether you say it out loud
or not, let me do it in Florida.
Can you touch? No, you have to ask. Can you touch there?
And people are like, well, why are you asking? Because the rule everywhere else is you cannot touch.
Right.
Everywhere else is like no touching.
I'm not much of a strip club guy, but I have been to strip clubs where you could touch.
Dan.
Plenty.
There are zoos.
See?
Plenty? Maybe not plenty.
Wow.
But enough to know that.
Do you know enough that plenty is?
I'm more surprised when it's a no.
No?
Really? Wow.
Stop. Yeah, yeah. Wait. So there are zoos. And there are petting zoos.
Yeah.
So at this strip club, can I feed her milk in a bottle? Or can I drink milk from her?
Or can she feed the people their milk? You know, if you go to a senior center.
Can I ask you guys a weird strip club question?
Feed you your oatmeal.
I feel like I'm just going to go to you on this.
Okay.
Have you ever been to a strip club and there's this move for the guys at the rail where the girl puts his face between her breasts and then almost hits her own boob against his face?
Yeah,
it's a buffer between the punch and the face is her boob, and she's hitting it.
It can be seen as an act of aggression.
Yeah, that's how I got COVID.
Stop it. Please.
Sure.
And the black
I've never understood this. I've never had it happen to me. I have no shame in my sex or experiences, but like, I always wonder, who is that?
Don't we all?
Who
is that for?
Like, who thought, what guy is like, man, I wasn't really feeling it until she
smacked me in the side of the face as a boxing glove. But that's maybe the non-touching thing, Dan. So
your face is in there.
But that's what I'm saying. So if you're in a strip club situation that is a non-touching situation,
she dictates, she's like, I'll control the touching,
and then you get to touch.
You don't get to squeeze. You are supposed to keep your hands inside their guardrail.
Or he's like in his mind, ooh, I wish I could touch this person. I know I can't. I'm not allowed
she's
to.
Like, I'll
she's bringing it for him.
Do you think that
I love that you thought there wasn't
like
a lot
as
here.
Long as like a titty is in between a face and a fist that you can like escape an assault?
I mean, by the way,
like
that,
I've always wondered.
I think that's on the flag of the state of Florida. Just someone punching a tit into
that's
face.
The only way the My Pillow guy can get off.
That's why. I'm serious. Speaking of
charges, so an attendee was.
So let's get into the specifics. A nursing home spokesman. Now you got to get a nursing home spokesman.
Yeah, I think we're three
involved,
sentences in.
Right? No. We're a few paragraphs.
Do most of them have spokespeople?
Well, here's what they added.
And you know where you're taking a break?
Okay. So a nursing home spokesman added that the mid-autumn festival parties had been canceled at the nursing home the previous years due to COVID. So
we're
going out with a banger, guys.
We're back in with a bang.
We're all backed up.
Now I have a question.
It's time to release.
Autumn is the name of the stripper?
No, mid-autumn. Okay. Come on. So to lift resident spirits, they arranged a stripper to perform at the show. That performance is not the only thing that was lifted. Hey-o. All right. However, they canceled that erotic dancer's they conceded that the erotic dancer's actions were, quote, this was their terminology that they used, all right, too enthusiastic and fiery. Now, is that just using like Chinese language that like we, that's where you're
like a translation?
Yeah, I don't know, like, but that's where I'm like, the Chinese word is probably better than what we have.
100%. We don't have a word for right. that. Yeah.
Too enthusiastic and
spicy.
Fiery.
It's also, probably meant spicy.
Came in too hot.
Isn't that what you would what you want yes. from a dancer?
Enthusiastic and fiery? Come on.
Like, we've all been to Portland, right?
Yes.
The best
where
strip
stripping happens like in bars
in
that
just
you
a
don't
bar.
Expect to. You're in
and
a bar.
And they are amazing yeah, dancers. Incredible. I mean, it is unreal how great they are. You want to say to a dancer, like, pull it back.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I went through a drive-through coffee shop. I looked in. Strippers inside.
And come on.
Stop
shop.
It.
Come on. They're crushing the beans. And they said that they would be more cautious. And, quote, that they
French
would be more cautious.
Roast.
They'd be, quote, more cautious when planning such events in the future. I mean,
why?
Enthusiastic
I would say you're doing great.
Inappropriate, sexual, robust, explosive, titillating. I can think of other terms that we would use. Yeah, these are all words that work about it. Enthusiastic is what you say when the performance sucks. How was the stripper? She was enthusiastic.
Yeah, that
right?
sounds
if I,
terrible.
If you ask me how the stripper was, and I'm like, she was really enthusiastic, what's your impression?
I hate being a contrarian. I like that.
Do you like that?
I can only think of
how
like
was his comedy. He was really enthusiastic.
No, was
he
good?
The only thing worse is if the strippers got gumption. Like, if you said, oh, she had a lot of gumption.
A lot of gumption.
Give her really, that.
She pulled herself up from her leg straps.
No, you say she was crushing.
She pulled herself up from her strap on, guys.
That's right, guys.
Hey, that's a good
what
show,
strip
too.
What clubs are you going to?
Listen, good ones, sounds like.
Listen, she short circuited two jazzies while she was there. That's how enthusiastic she was.
She was enthusiastic, but the three patients needed insulin when it was over.
They also said that there was also a more sedate game of bingo and some karaoke in an adjoining nursing hall. So, like, if you can't handle this, we've got women in lingerie calling out bingo numbers. Dan has, you've had your bingo game.
Sure.
You understand how much people love bingo.
As we're recording this, I have one this week, live.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure Dan has shown more side boob at his bingo game.
Oh, 69.
Oh, 69. Every number is
call that Navy Pier. We call that Navy Pier. Because everybody thinks it's a good idea until you get there.
When we come back, I'm going to show you guys pictures, and we'll post these online.
Okay.
We'll pictures of the event, just so you can kind of get a feel for what it is. And there'll be something about it that will surprise you about it. And we'll explain it. We'll describe it for everyone.
We'll talk about
listening.
What Doug is doing. We'll also find out how you can support him and follow him and all the stuff that he does.
This is Dumping Town. It's a Friday episode. We're just having fun, guys. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumping Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get into all the wonderful things Doug Fager is doing, Randy and I have a couple dates coming up.
We just decided we're going to be in Alaska December 1st through the 3rd. I know we've kept on saying over and over on this podcast.
It was the 8th through the 10th.
We are wrong.
Hey, people
and we're
who
dumbest.
Care saw when they went to get tickets.
Right, exactly. So it's the 1st through the 3rd, and we're doing like three dates. We're in like Wasilla, and we're in Anchorage, and one other place, and three different venues, one each
Fairbanks?
Night. Fairbanks? Maybe, yeah. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Two shows each night.
Nice.
Two shows each night.
It's going to be a lot of work, fun. And we want you to be there.
We just added, we're going to do a show in San Francisco, a stand-up show. We're part of a very Jewish
Christmas
spectacular, which is on
a very Jewish Kanye Christmas.
That's right.
I'm sorry, I believe that's what it's called.
December.
That's the 8th, I think.
That is the 8th of December up in San Francisco.
At
the Fillmore. Doing like 30 minutes of stand-up in this show. Should be great.
Nice.
And then we'll be in Denver.
Then we have other dates.
Other dates. Supersclash.
We added a huge casino date outside of Cincinnati.
Yeah, people are like, when it comes
March
to
4th.
March 4th. So we're going to do
Glendon
that.
Glendon Rush. You've asked us.
We're coming.
March 4th.
He'll be there. Supersclash.com for all of our dates. DanielVanKirk.com is for you. Anything people know there or should know?
I'm starting a weekly show here in LA in January, I believe. So
at the Lyric?
Be on the lookout for that. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
But yeah, be on the lookout for that. Everything else is up at DanielVanKirk.com.
And we're potentially sort of trying to figure out maybe.
Oh, I thought of something.
Yeah, maybe.
I think I'm doing a Christmas show with Andrew Youngblood, but go to DanielVanKirk.com for those details.
All
it'll
those
be
dates
like
will be there.
The second weekend in December.
So we're thinking about potentially, we're trying to work this out, just San Francisco fans. We'll say it's in the work right now. In the works right now.
I feel confident.
Doing a live Dumb People Town, and we're up as part of Sketchfest, which we've done before and we absolutely love.
Yes.
So we'll let you know all the details about that. We're trying to
Could possibly be the first Sunday in February.
Right. It would be like the 4th and 5th. I think the 5th would be the Dumb People Town,
and
the 4th I might
do
be doing some stand-up.
All right, so just keep that in mind. Doug, what's going on? How can people find you and all this stuff?
I'm going home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's so nice.
So follow him there for that. Follow him there. What are we doing?
I just took down my Instagram and my Facebook. I got off social media.
Really? So, great. Yeah, how's that feel?
It feels really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have more time?
I'm off the sauce, man.
You feel great, right? You're not like checking your numbers. You're not spinning the old roulette wheel.
I have never felt more connected to three people than you two.
than you two. And that's me and Dan.
Sorry to Dan and Randy. I'm very far away.
Jay, you're way away. Himself.
No, I know this is a plug, but... I was like, I'm actively working to dismantle all the ways for me to plug my career. I am on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Doug Fager.
Glad you stayed Parler. On the one platform that's
and you're on Parler.
Parler,
Truth Social.
Truth Social. All of it.
But you wrote for BattleBots. When is the new season coming?
New season of BattleBots is coming out in January
on
Discovery.
On Discovery, great.
Just got back from Vegas for that. And now I'm.
I love it. Can I ask if the nosebleeds and whatnot might have helped pave the way for that and roast battle and whatnot?
You would love to take credit.
I just want to get in there.
This is my second year.
Okay,
great. Awesome. So yeah, it precedes. Yeah.
And it's a lot of people from that roast battle joke writing scene. Keith Carey, who's hilarious, and who
Pat Barker's
head writer.
So good. And Nicole Buchanan, who is amazing. Yeah. So yeah, it was really, really a trip to be out there.
I absolutely love it. Awesome. So that's coming out on?
That's coming out in January on Discovery.
Check it out.
So when we left, we were talking about...
So there is a stripper at a nursing.
The big thing for me is, if they had an adjoining room where you could go do something else
right,
entirely...
They're offering other things for
what
you to do.
What are we complaining about?
Okay.
Just that state money was spent on hiring a stripper? What if they all chipped in and pooled together saying, we want to do it ourselves? Would it still be a problem?
I mean...
I think it's the fact that it's state money. I think the fact that it's funds for the center
for the betterment of the people who live there.
I mean, you know,
I think there's always going to be somebody wheeling by that's just like, I don't like that.
Yeah. Again, these old people get off my, and she's so like, get off my lawn, get off my friend. But man, I think get off my lap. This is the get off my lap episode of the Senior Center. Guys, better than the pictures, I found video of this.
So
we're going to now watch the video of this, all of us together.
And we'll post it on our site.
Yeah,
this
will be up. But we'll do a good job. Again. Love a good ad. Love a good 5-second ad. YouTube has perfected the 5-second ad.
They really get to it.
It made
so
you realize
quickly.
You don't need 30 seconds
you
to sell.
Tell
me
the story
the thing.
In 5 and get out quick.
Yeah, see, this is already done. Okay,
so here it is. Okay, so.
Big turnout. Big
she
turnout.
She's literally opening up her vagina towards and
no,
laying
she's
down.
Fully clothed. They just didn't like the
I
position.
Don't know. You can see a lot of things in there. Now, the seniors who, by the way, do they look younger than seniors?
Yeah, there's two women.
A couple dudes showed up who are like 49 being like, I'm in hospice,
not,
bro.
They blur just cleavage.
Yeah, they're blurring it. Now,
she's wearing a mask.
She's wearing a mask.
So she's very considerate
she cares
of their
about
health.
Them.
Look, she allows them to touch.
She's doing a lot of guiding hand.
Yeah,
this is like the pottery scene.
This is like
Ghost.
A guided meditation. She kissed him on the head. Was that bad? Was that bad, Dan?
No. You already knew I was on board with this.
I know you're on board with that.
I think she, like, this qualifies as occupational therapy, if you ask me.
Like, what if this becomes a new form of, like, this is.
This is OT. You got to go to OT.
Oh, you got
to
OT.
Crystal is down in the OT room.
And OT is O titties. You know what I mean? That's where they come.
So that's...
I think this definitely would, and it's going to sound like a joke, but I also mean it. It would get the heart rates up and the blood flowing for men and women who enjoy this sort of thing, whether they're partaking in it or just observing it.
I think it's fine, you know.
So I'm gonna say something that, as comics, we will all appreciate, okay? Why do people like George Burns live to be 100, Carl Reiner live to be almost 100, Mel Brooks almost 100, Bob Newhart?
Engaged.
And Don Rickles, why? Because they are vibrant and they are touching strippers. No, because they have a sense of purpose. I think when we...
And they keep moving.
And they keep moving and they keep thinking and they keep moving their brains and they keep feeling like a vibrant part of society. I agree with you, Dan. This is a moment where...
even if the attention is like paid for and fake,
right.
This person is quote unquote being seen as a person by this other human being.
You're not irrelevant.
You're not irrelevant. The second you start to feel like, yeah, what's the point? You as a body, your body starts shutting down.
But you want something to live for. The Mid-Autumn Festival is one of the most important holidays in Asian culture. In China, the celebration is marked by reunions,
pumpkins.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're being
two pumpkins.
You're being reunited with your own sexuality, right? There's reunions, there's Thanksgiving harvest. It's very bountiful and plentiful right there, and prayers for good fortune. These are all things that are happening when a stripper is literally trying to balance her stilettos on top of the arms of a wheel.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, the annual event, which this year fell on September 10th, is also known as the Moon Festival or Mooncake Festival.
She gave him a full
moon. That's more appropriate. That is more appropriate.
These guys will never forget September 10th.
Why are the names of
9-10
will never forget what happened on 9-10. People got wrecked. That's what happened here. Pete Davidson is still talking about it. So that is the story.
I love it.
I think we are all in agreement at this table that they're adults and they can do this. Now, if someone is mentally compromised in some way or another, they don't go to this event. And that's okay.
Someone's uncomfortable with it, shut the door.
Yeah, leave. And
also, can I just say, after watching that video,
yeah,
this boner was made in Taiwan.
There What if this? So now here's the thing. What if this opens up a whole new form of like voyeuristic porn for Jerry Falwell Jr. that he now can only watch strippers at
nursing homes.
He used to be able to watch his wife, but now he's moved on from there, and he's only like going to strip clubs in Taiwan.
Well, Well, when you think of a breast out and someone's mouth on a breast, that is called nursing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So this gives a new meaning to the term nursing home.
Sure.
This is where the nursing happens.
There's actually a site called Not My Grandpa. Have you seen
that? No.
It's called Not My Grandpa. And this is the actual, that's my grandpa.
That's my grandpa. People claiming them as like, that's my relative.
Dude, there are definitely like relatives to these people who are like, oh, okay, I don't have to go visit him this month.
I mean, there were definitely.
He got a visit that was exciting. Sure. More exciting than I can give them.
There were definitely people in wheelchairs there that looked like too young to be in wheel. You know what I mean? Like they didn't look like they had bodily injuries that caused them that they needed to be in a wheelchair, but they just look like they're like, you definitely know like six more people showed up there. They're like, dude, where
are you in
live?
This home? No, no,
what
no.
What hall are you on?
Greg,
I'm upstairs.
It's your
I'm
day
upstairs.
Off, Greg.
Yeah. That's the day all the grandchildren Everyone, came in to
all
visit.
The grandchildren.
What room are you in? I'm upstairs.
We're
this
gonna
is a
need
one floor building.
More orderlies. Why? And that's it. And that is the story. I thought that was fun. There's no like
great.
Guessing or anything like that.
Great.
But
good dumb story.
Doug Fager, thank you for Patreon fans. Doug's going to tell us a little dumb story for his life. So you want to join that and support that. And oh shit, guys, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, 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 dumb. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.